I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. In January, the people of southern Sudan will vote on whether to become independent from northern Sudan. The balloting will take place not only in Sudan, but around the world. That includes the United States, where many members of the southern Sudanese diaspora live. Potential voters have been streaming to 8 referendum centers across the U.S. to sign up. The World's Jeb Sharp visited one yesterday in Arlington, Massachusetts.
Welcome.
You don't remember, we saw each other last time in Cuba.
The referendum center is in a basement community center below a dental office on the corner of a busy street. Yesterday was the last day to register. Some people waited right to the last minute.
Not too bad. We came rushing all the way from New York, so we're almost going to miss it.
With only 8 centers scattered across the entire U.S., this location near Boston is the hub for the entire Northeast, right up to Canada.
My passport.
You have Sudanese passport?
Yes, I have Sudanese passport.
That's what I want.
Some Sudanese refugees don't have proper papers, but there's a provision made for them. A staff member called an identifier quizzes those people on their tribal background to prove they're from southern Sudan. All registrants must also give a thumbprint before receiving their registration card.
So this is your card for voting.
Thank you very much.
So this is the schedule.
And that's it. The whole process takes just minutes. It's being run by an entity called the Southern Sudanese Referendum Commission and implemented by the International Organization for Migration. Jeffrey Notchin is the press person for IOM here in Massachusetts.
This is where we secure all the documents. We have ADT security system here, so all of the information is completely secure, and it gets locked up here, and only myself and the other IOM representative have the key to that.
Registration is now closed. Corrections and objections can be made to the voter list over the next week. Then the centers will open back up for voting from January 9th to 15th. 22-year-old Agnes Ashalili was one of the last few people to register yesterday. She lives an hour away in Manchester, New Hampshire. She worked her regular 5 a.m. to 3:15 shift in an assembly plant and then drove down after work. She says she came because it was the right thing to do.
I have to do it. That's the way I come all the way here, because I feel like I want something to my country. I want something to be changed. I want the young people to find a better life and better education, those kind of stuff. So that's why I come here today.
It's been a long struggle for the people of southern Sudan. They fought a 22-year civil war against the north, a war partly about identity that pitted non-Arabs against Arabs and non-Muslims against Muslims. The two sides finally signed a peace agreement in 2005, which provided for this referendum on self-determination. And now the majority of southerners say they will vote for independence. Many in the south view the Islamist government in the north as tyrannical and racist. Francis Buck is a well-known southern Sudanese activist who was captured by northern slave traders as a child.
Remember, I used to lie awake at night and wonder who will come and free me.
It was 10 years before Buck was able to escape. He found his way to a refugee camp in Khartoum, where members of his Dinka tribe helped him leave Sudan. He made his way to Egypt and eventually to the United States. Buck says registering to vote in January's referendum is the end of a very long road for him.
This is the last walk. This is the final, the promised land. This is what we all hope. Every southern Sudanese, if we have a nation that will actually represent the free men and free women, that will not discriminate, that will not actually label people to who's first and who's second, I think everyone will celebrate with us.
Buck has been working for the government of southern Sudan, overseeing the work of the referendum center here in Massachusetts. Government official Agnes Oswaha says it's been an emotional time for everyone involved, but she cautions the work is not finished yet.
On behalf of the government of southern Sudan, I'm encouraging the southern Sudanese in the U.S. to vote early. Don't wait to the last moment. And please turn out in great numbers, as we all know that there is a 60% threshold.
That's the catch. For the referendum to be valid, 60% of those registered must also return to vote. Voting takes place the week of January 9th. All over the United States, southern Sudanese will be retracing their steps, sometimes across great distances, to reach the referendum centers one more time. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.